So I want to explore a little bit some of the practical issues involved in sort of genomic profiling, but, you know, sort of broadly for docs in practice, I mean, you have liquid assays and you have tissue-based assays, multiplex assays, particularly NGS. Can you talk a little bit about, first of all, what you recommend? At what point in time, obviously, in a patient who, you know, has a better performance status, who's starting to get beyond, for example, approved therapies, and maybe even earlier, what would you recommend as a strategic approach to genomic testing?
There's definitely been a lot of change. Even since the last time we talked in March, there's already been changes in this paradigm and in the recommendations. I'll start with germline testing because in 2018, last summer, the NCCN recommended germline testing for every pancreatic cancer adenocarcinoma, irrespective of stage. So even resectable pancreatic cancers, we recommend germline testing. And that has much to do with identifying patients who harbor germline mutations because of implications to family members. Because as it turns out, even for patients who have known BRCA gene mutations, germline BRCA mutations, when you look at their family history, as much as 40 to 50% of those patients actually have no real discernible family history that would have prompted you to do germline testing. And more recently, some of the work being done out of Hopkins and Mayo, they're finding that doing surveillance screening, if you will, for patients who harbor germline mutations, surveillance for the development of pancreatic cancer, it does tend to find the cancers earlier, and the cure rate for the patients who are under aggressive screening actually is very, very high. So there's a lot of justification for finding the patients, for finding their family members, and for screening. So to answer your question, I actually am now at the point where every pancreatic cancer patient that I see at my first visit, I initiate germline testing for them. That's tough because there are limitations on the system. So if a patient has germline testing and a germline inherited mutation is identified, they definitely need to be seen by a genetic counselor who has the wherewithal to really sit down with the family and talk about the implications of that result.
Well, one of the things that you hear in ovarian cancer, I think actually came out of that symposium you were involved with, is the question of if there's no family issues or if the patient or family doesn't want to get involved with family issues, do you lose anything by just going to NGS?
There are situations where the NGS of the tumor doesn't pick up the full breadth of mutations that may have otherwise been captured on germline mutations. It's getting better. The NGS panels are getting broader and more extensive, but there are some NGS panels that actually will miss some of the foundational germline mutations.
So everybody gets germline testing. What about somatic testing?
Right. So then in 2019, in April 2019, the NCCN followed up their recommendations and recommended that the way they worded it is that all patients with advanced disease who would be candidates for other therapies should also get somatic testing. In truth, that probably represents 80 to 90% of all pancreatic cancers because of the nature of the disease. So we do also recommend somatic testing for patients. It does take a little while, and so I don't usually wait for first-line therapy. What I'll do is I'll start these patients on either FOLFIRINOX or gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel or a clinical trial if I have it available, but then concurrently I'm getting tissue and sending that off for somatic testing. As far as the panels go, the panels have become commoditized and they're becoming more and more similar, and there are excellent panels that are out there. And I really sort of use what the institution recommends, but several of the retail testing companies, really any of them, have good testing platform for somatic testing. And then you ask about liquid biopsies too. What we found in a small study that we did, and I think this has been seen in other studies, is that liquid testing is very specific, but not so sensitive. So if you find a mutation through liquid testing, you can count on it as a legitimate mutation, but you can also miss, you can have a lot of false negatives just because of the inadequacy of the testing. What I would say is if a tumor sample is available, I prefer to use tumor somatic testing. But if there's no tumor sample available, then I do revert to blood-based testing.